Virginia, what is SPOR? What does that stand for?
The SPOR term is an acronym for Strategy for Patient-Oriented Research. And it was a strategy that came from the federal government through the Canadian Institute for Health Research and from there to all of the provinces across the country that chose to respond to develop support units so that they could move the agenda of including patients in research in a real meaningful way, more so than has been done in the past.
So what does that really mean, patient-oriented research?
Patient-oriented research and patient-engaged research can have slightly different meanings. We are the patient engagement platform, and our vision is that patients will be involved with researchers across the spectrum of research activity, from not just being a participant who fills out a survey or takes a treatment, but gets involved with deciding what questions are important to be asked. As a person with a particular disease or having experienced a certain clinical experience, what questions do I have because of that? And coming together with researchers to share your questions, and it might be something the researchers would like to carry forward and do research about, and being involved with them as consultants and indeed as partners, looking at the data, analyzing the data, and coming up with ideas on how to apply that knowledge that you've just learned to better the health of Albertans.
So where is the momentum for this coming from? Is this like a new philosophy in terms of health research?
It's not new. It's been around for about 15 years. It got started in the United Kingdom and has moved to Australia and the United States, and we've now taken up the standard and are pushing forward with this. It is kind of a top-down initiative led by the government and through the Canadian Institute for Health Research. But there are a lot of researchers who've been engaged in this by doing action research in community. That is patient-engaged kind of research. So there has been benefit seen to the uptake of the results that come from that kind of research. It can actually affect change in a community when you involve patients all the way along and they feel part of what the results end up being.
So my understanding is that even though this is a federal-provincial partnership, the provinces have a lot of say over how they want to roll this out. What's happening in Alberta?
Alberta happened to be the first out of the gate, and we had our business plan submitted and approved by the federal government early on. We do things a little bit differently from some of the other provinces. There were six platforms that all provinces had to include in their SPOR support units. Alberta chose to add a seventh platform, which is the patient engagement platform that I am the lead for. So that is something different in Alberta, that we have seen that patient engagement is of such importance that we would have an actual platform dedicated to promoting that in the province and with the other platforms.
So you're involved in this seventh added on one.
Yeah.
Can you just list for me what the other six platforms are?
Okay, there's the data platform and services, methods, support and development, pragmatic clinical trials, consultation and research services, knowledge translation, and career development. So of all of those, patient engagement is probably the easiest one to understand because the words used definitely convey the meaning that this is about engaging patients.
Some of the money has come from the Canadian Institutes for Health Research, and then where is the rest of the money coming from?
Through Alberta Innovates Health Solutions, the Alberta government.
So with the patient engagement platform, you're just basically getting off the ground now, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We've been involved with consulting with researchers who want to put in proposals for funding and need to ensure that they've got enough patient engagement in evidence in their proposals so that their chances of being funded are better. We've been involved with a conference in Banff. The whole Spore support unit was involved in that, but we ended up inviting patients to our piece of that conference, and we had really good representation from patients from around the province that we invited and who became involved in a working group. And in that working group, we consulted with them about the platform, how they thought we should be rolling things out, how we should compensate patients, what was important to them, what did they need to know, certain things like that.
So how is it that the researchers and the patients get together once they do have a little project on the go?
Well, that's project specific. It just depends on what has been built into the project. But they could be involved right at the very beginning in priority setting, where the researchers and the patients and clinicians get together and decide what are the burning research questions about this particular condition or this particular situation. And they discuss it and come up with what they think are the most important questions they'd like to spend their time, effort, and money discussing. They can be involved at the level of discussing the different ways of approaching patients, the different ways to recruit patients, because these patients know other patients and certainly know some of the difficulties that can be involved with the condition that they might have. They can be involved in analyzing data, especially if it's qualitative data, and they have been involved in the past with that. And they can be involved with taking the knowledge that has been learned and applying it in practice and sharing it with others like themselves and saying, this is knowledge that I was involved with the study and I think it can help us. And things then get translated into practice quicker, potentially, than they would if it's just some knowledge that is handed out on a piece of paper that patients didn't have a part in.
For the researchers, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, it's through a virtual portal that we have on the researchalberta.ca website. This is in development. It's not completed yet. Some of the platforms are up there, and you can access them through this portal. Other platforms are in the process of being completed so that access can happen to them. But researchers will complete the application form that's embedded in this website, letting the platforms know the kind of support they need from the Spore support unit, be it someone needed for data, someone needed for consultation on methods, or someone wanting to consult patient engagement on how to incorporate patients into their research project.
Do you actually give out money? Are you a funding organization or a support organization?
Yes, our name is the Spore Support Unit. We are a support organization. We do not fund directly. We just help researchers work on their proposals so that they can apply for the other funding envelopes that are out there.
And does the portal apply to patients as well?
It will. At this point, it doesn't, but it will be a place that patients can go to express an interest in wanting to be involved in research in Alberta. We have other mechanisms that we're exploring, but none of them have been confirmed yet.
Virginia, you're really just in the beginning stages of this. When you look down the road, what are you hoping to get from this? What are the outcomes that are expected or anticipated?
Well, the expected outcome of this initiative is the creation of strength and capacity in patient-oriented research in Alberta. We don't have the strength or the capacity at this point. We're just in the beginning stages. Researchers will have access to in-time resources through the support unit. Patients will have a stronger voice in the health research that's going on in the province, also in the innovations that are going to result from this, and we'll have a stronger health system in Alberta in the long term, we hope. That is our aim and our goal.
From what you're saying then, patient engagement is really the way of the future, is that it?
I would definitely agree with that. I think it's seen to be a way that we can get more involvement from patients who then become informed citizens about their own health, and where the knowledge that is created through these research projects then can be taken back to the patients, and it's just tightens the loop a little bit more than has been the case up until now, where researchers researched what they thought was important, but it might not have been what the patient thought was important. They would research something that was a little bit more esoteric and different. And maybe for the patient, it was just, gee, how come I can't sleep through the night? Or why is this pain bothering me? And those are just more pragmatic kinds of questions to be answering. And with this initiative, I think those are the kinds of questions we're going to be answering in the future.
Why did you get involved in this? It's a lot of work.
Well, my research in the past before this was always on engaging patients' families in critical care. So engagement was just one of those things that I always studied with my research. As well, my nursing background, I have always worked at engaging with patients in care delivery. From the get-go, when I started working on reserves in the north, you go and ask, what do you need? Why I'm here to help serve your needs. What are your needs? And that sort of started the whole ball rolling and listening to what patients have to say they need and then responding to that. Went into my graduate work, and now it's a big part of what I'm doing.
Thank you very much, Virginia.
Thank you.